It is the Business News Hour. Thanks for being here. In just a few seconds, I'll be joined by our friend Bill Gerhardt. He's the president of the Iowa State Building and Construction Trades Council, and Tammy Garrett from the Heartland Center at the University of Iowa. We're going to be talking about workplace safety and something called the Hawkeye Safety Conference. It's coming up in Iowa City on October 11th. Now in its fifth year, the conference is designed to help all Iowa businesses reduce workplace injuries and even deaths. That conversation is coming up next. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Taro International, a research-based training company that focuses on professional development in things like communication skills, sales skills, interpersonal relationships, and so much more. Learn more about Taro International at TERO.com.
Insight on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. So grateful that you have clicked through. We are sitting in this really funky place in Altoona. It's called the Sugar Shack. And why are we in the Sugar Shack? It's a restaurant in Altoona. Well, the reason is because we are going to be visiting once again with our friend William Gerhardt, who's the president of the Iowa State Building and Construction Trades Council. And there's an upcoming safety event. It's called Hawkeye Safety. We're going to get into that in just a minute. Also with him is Tammy Gert. And Tammy is with the Heartland Center. We'll find out more about that. And that's associated with the University of Iowa. Just, by the way, it was driving me crazy, Tammy, that ball game the other day. It was just driving me crazy.
Everyone. Yeah.
Everybody was going nuts. Bill, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Good to see you again, my friend.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
How in the heck you been?
Busier and I'll get out.
Well, that's a good thing. Tell us, you've been with us before. What is the Iowa State Building and Construction Trades Council? What do you guys do?
Well, the Building and Construction Trades Council is the umbrella organization, the statewide umbrella organization for all the unions that perform construction work. There's 16 of us in total. You know, carpenters, bricklayers, operating engineers, plumbers and fitters, iron workers, painters, sheet metal workers, elevator constructors, millwrights. Have I hit all 16 yet, Michael? Anyway, there's 16.
You're pretty close.
16 different unions that perform construction work all belong to the Iowa State Building Trades, and we do a lot of things for them. Safety's one of our issues. Politics is another, but that's save that for another show.
Well, that's all right. We don't do much politics, but any more business and politics are so intersected. You know, one of the things, Bill, that we hear all over the country, and because we do a national broadcast now, what we hear all over the country is that the price, for example, of new homes has gone up an average of $6,000 due to the Canadian tariff on lumber. And we're also hearing that the price of new construction homes is going up because builders can't find workers in those areas. So what's it like on the ground in Iowa?
There's a demand for construction workers in Iowa. A lot of it's due to the amount of work we have. A lot of it's due to the baby boom generation retiring, where all the different crafts are looking for people. All the crafts have apprentice programs that train people to do the various skills they need. It's earn while you learn, no tuition, no student loan.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Everyone's increased their apprentice programs, I want to say, by at least 300%.
Wow.
So it's good times, and if you're a construction worker, we're in demand.
Yeah, and I understand from many of my friends in the construction industry that you can come out of that training, that apprentice program, and make some pretty good dollars.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Most of the apprentice programs are four-year programs with a prorated scale to where after 4 years you're making what a journeyman make, which is $30 to $40 an hour.
Ah,
and, you know, you're looking at $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year jobs.
Without a college education.
Without a college education.
And without all kinds of student debt.
No student loan, no tuition. That's exactly right.
I think it's just a fascinating program.
Tammy Gerd is with us as well. Tammy is with the Heartland Center. She's the Director of Continuing Education and Outreach there. Tammy, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Welcome to be here.
So what is it? What do you do? What is the Heartland Center?
So the Heartland Center is a NIOSH, which is the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, funded education and research center. We are a regional center, so I cover Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. And what we do is primary function is to train graduate students. So we have a master's and PhD programs in industrial hygiene, ergonomics, ag safety and health. We have an occupational medicine residency program. And then we plan a lot of conferences, a lot of occupational safety education, continuing education, seminars, classes, courses, conferences.
And is that how you're hooked up with Bill and the
Trade
Council?
It is, yeah.
Oh.
Correct.
So this is happening at your center?
This is happening at our center in conjunction with Bill's group. Facilities Management is also a big contributor. University of Iowa Facilities Management is a big contributor, along with, we have multiple different sponsors that help to sponsor this conference. And most of these, a lot of these sponsors are also members of our planning committee.
Got it.
For the Hawkeye and Safety Conference specifically.
Well, this Hawkeye and Safety Conference, Bill, has been going on for some time. You know, I go every year to the Workers' Memorial at the state capitol. And it is heart-wrenching to see families who have come together at that function and whose family members, and this happens in all kinds of things, so it's not unique to the building trades or to construction or to workers in general, to see those families where their father, their husband, their brother, their sister, their daughter went off to work and never came back. Those are frightening things, and I suspect with the Building Trades Council and this Hawkeye Safety Program, you're hoping to eliminate that altogether.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. And even serious injuries and stuff, too. But, yeah, people, when they go to work, they need to be able to go home at night the same shape they left in the morning.
You bet. All right, so what can we expect at this conference? Tammy's up.
That's me. So we have a full day programming, multiple different breakout sessions, anywhere from this year we have a little bit more of an agricultural focus. We have invited our local surrounding county FFA groups to come and listen to our keynote presenter, who is Chad Hymus, who had a agricultural injury. He's now paraplegic due to a tractor hay bale injury.
Yeah.
Have cover medical for our nurses. So there'll be a breakout session for our nurses and from, you know, how to treat a low back injury to propane safety. We have propane safety. We have obviously somebody from the Iowa OSHA office always comes and gives us the OSHA update, what's going on, you know, in the world of OSHA for any regulation changes that are coming up on board or have recently been, you know, put into place.
You know, you really captured my attention with something when you said propane safety.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many grills, how many people have propane in their backyards, you know, and that is a really volatile mixture of stuff.
Right, and we try to hit some things that aren't just, you know, things like propane safety that's not just for work. You know, there's a lot of fork trucks that are fueled by propane,
yes.
Space heaters, you know, fueled by propane, but yeah, everybody has a gas grill.
Right.
You know, at home, you know, gas furnaces, which is natural gas, which is a little bit different, but flammable. It's a flammable gas.
Right. Wow. Safety of all matter and kind. And Bill, as you've put this together over the past 5 years, who can come to this event? I mean, who is this open to? I mean, you had a whole bunch of people there last year.
Oh, that's a great question. It's open to anyone who wants to come.
Anybody.
Yeah, and the nice thing is we have some great sponsors. And because we have great and generous sponsors, the admission to get in is inexpensive. Tammy, what is it this year? Is it $45? $45, and if you have a group of 10 or more, it's $35. But that includes parking at the Marriott Hotel there in Coralville. It includes lunch. You know, most safety conferences, you're going to pay $200 a person to go to a safety conference. But our goal is to get people there. You know, we don't want just a few people there. You got to get the message out about safety.
Wow.
And we're excited this year about this being having an agricultural bend to it. And like Tammy mentioned, we've invited the area FFA chapters to come free of charge to listen to Chad Hymas' talk on farm safety.
Is.
And I, if I could do a shout-out here, we've got a couple of new sponsors this year that I'm excited about. One's the Farm Bureau is a new sponsor. Craig Hill at Farm Bureau, the generous sponsor. We're glad for them. And the other is Mid-America Energy here in Des Moines. They're a sponsor, and we're excited to have them, too. So every year this gets bigger, and I hope better.
We'll have to give a shout-out to Warren Buffett and say thank you.
Warren Buffett, I would love to, yeah.
Who else have you got for sponsors, Bill?
Who else we got for sponsors? I'll pass it over to Tammy here.
We have Built by Pros. Obviously, we have the Iowa, the building trades. UFG, which is United Fire Group, which is a large insurance company.
Yep,
in Cedar Rapids. We have the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters. Bill handed me this, but he didn't give me my glasses. And then
Iowa Lisset,
yeah.
And we have Alliant Energy too.
Alliant Energy.
Iowa Fertilizer Company.
Yeah, there's so many that.
And so I suspect that the reason that the conference is so inexpensive to attend is because you've got sponsors.
Absolutely, yes. These sponsors really make or break us as far as what we charge for registration fees.
All right. The date of the event is when?
October 11th.
It's coming up. And how long does it go from when to when?
We start at about 7 o'clock.
In the morning?
Registration starts at 7 o'clock. We have to remember that a lot of...
Tammy.
You got to remember the good portion of our attendees typically are used to starting their work day early in the morning.
That's true, yeah.
Because a good portion of them are the carpenters, the electricians, the mechanical workers. So we start at 7 registration, 7:30 keynote, and we end the day by 3:30.
Lunch is
which
included.
Which is about the time. Correct. Lunch
All
is included.
All right. Yeah. Yep. You're going to have to feed these guys too, right?
Correct.
Very nice. Tammy Gert, ladies and gentlemen, she is with the Heartland Center, and also William Gerhardt. He is with the Iowa State Building and Construction Trades Council. We've been talking about the upcoming Hawkeye Safety Seminar, which is going to be in October. This is the fifth year of that, and we'll have, of course, links to all of this up on our radio blog, so you can click right through and register, and you can make all of that happen. Tammy, when you put on a conference like this and all the other conferences that you do, how involved is, and maybe this will surprise some people, how involved is the University of Iowa in so many things that maybe people don't realize?
Well, I think it depends on the department. I think it's more, versus the University of Iowa as a whole, it's more departmental or like the college in itself that actually is involved. The university as a whole, I mean, obviously they know that we have this conference because we have their logo and we use their name. But you could probably ask somebody in the Carver College of Medicine about Hawkeye and Safety Conference, and I don't know that they would know what that means. Primarily because it is an occupational health and safety, and unless you are a physician that does occupational health and safety,
you would know.
You wouldn't know, probably.
But,
you're not
still,
really involved.
I think the point is, mm-hmm. is that here's a conference on safety mm-hmm. that is being run through the Heartland Center at the University of Iowa, mm-hmm. and I suspect that there are just tons of things that go on all the time that better the lives of individuals in Iowa through the University of Iowa.
Sure, through the University of Iowa. The University of Iowa as a whole has multiple conferences a year. I think this one, the Hawkeye and Safety Conference, is by far one, probably the biggest conference that, has their logo on it. The only one that is occupational health and safety specific.
Good stuff.
In the College of Public Health, yeah.
Tammy, thanks for doing
You're
this.
Welcome.
We really do appreciate
Glad
it.
Glad to be here.
Good to see you again, as always, my friend.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And thanks for making the trip over here to the Sugar Shack in Altoona.
Well, I can't wait to get my hands around a milkshake.
You know what? The food looks delicious, doesn't it? It really does. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Bill Gerhardt from the Iowa State Building and Construction Trades Council and Tammy Gert from the Heartland Center at the University of Iowa, all about the Hawkeye Safety Conference happening on the 11th of October. Every business is encouraged and is welcome to attend or send a crew. Details are on our radio blog. Stay with us. More to come on the Business News Hour.